introduce our topic a little bit. We're talking about using health impact assessment in the U.S. environmental regulatory system. You're going to hear a lot of different perspectives about how this can be done and sort of some of the very early exciting approaches to doing this. I'm just going to introduce environmental regulation in three easy slides. The National Environmental Policy Act, for anyone in the room who doesn't know how to say NEPA, is known as NEPA. And this is the act that was passed in 1969 and became law in 1970 and required all federal agencies to basically undertake a systematic review of the potential impacts of major federal actions and to disclose those impacts to communities. So it's meant as a review and public disclosure. And the mechanism for doing this is the environmental impact statement. So what's important about NEPA to public health? Well, I think we all understand that the obvious sort of environmental concerns associated with a large polluter like an oil and gas development in Alaska. But the other thing to recognize about these projects is the projects considered under NEPA involve major changes to living conditions in urban areas and rural areas throughout the U.S. And I think there's the axis of environmental damage, and then there's the maybe even more important axis of social determinants. There are over 500 EISs, federal EISs, completed every year. 17 states have NEPA-like laws, and that accounts for thousands more of some sort of an environmental impact assessment. Many of those states have specific requirements in the laws to address health, although it's just typically not really done. And I mean, this is just a brief list of activities that you might see covered by some form of an environmental impact assessment. I think you look at this picture, and overall you get the sense that EIA in the U.S. considers a remarkable spectrum of activity and activity that can have very, very profound implications for living conditions in the U.S., not just environmental quality. And the remarkable thing about this is that public health has really not been at the table. I'll show you a couple slides in my talk at the end of this session on NEPA, the actual law. And health was intended to be a part of the process, but it's just never evolved to be there. Public health professionals typically aren't among those who sit at the table in the drafting of an EIS. So we think this is a new arena where public health can be of benefit.